The path we offer may be harder, but it leads to a better place, and I'm asking you to choose that future.
I'm an American. I make my destiny. We deserve better. My children deserve better. My family deserves better. My country deserves better.
Give it out for campaign speeches. They can have a big hand in determining who Americans will elect president. But it's not so much about their content or their delivery, so much as their words.
One thing that I think words do, especially now in the modern world of Twitter, Facebook, and the internet in general, is that they stick with you long after the speech is over.
That's Chetan Narayan. He studied applied mathematics at Princeton and now works for Google. He created a mathematical model that he says can predict who will win a presidential race. Sounds a bit crystal ballish, but he based it on more than 1,000 speeches from 12 past presidential campaigns. He says the words a candidate uses capture his speaking style, sentiments, and vision.
It's important to sound urgent, it's important to sound positive, it's important to sound confident that you're going to win, and it's important to make sure that your plans are getting out there.
There are some words in particular that often show up in winning speeches. One of them is very.
A word at the very heart of our founding. A word at the very essence of our...
Very invokes urgency, a call to action. Other winning words are president and win. Obvious, perhaps, but saying those words seems to make them true. It's also good to say Republican and Democrat to differentiate the parties. And a nod to Medicare is often applauded. However, tossing around the word Washington doesn't impress, sounds insidery. Americans also don't like the words percent and rate, too many numbers. And while words like vote and elect are winners, not so much when used in a negative sense.
To the majority of Americans who now believe that the future will not be better than the past, I can guarantee you this, if Barack Obama is reelected, you'll be right.
Narayan analyzed almost 100 campaign speeches by Barack Obama and Mitt Romney. In addition to using a lot of winning words, Obama used verbs 20% more than Romney, and research shows that can indicate optimism or enthusiasm. So, what did the model say about who's going to win? Well, 60% of Obama's speeches were classified as winning versus only 50% of Romney's. But that was before the conventions. Here's Romney last week in Ohio.
We want real change. We want big change. We're ready. This is our time. I need your help. We're going to win on November 6th.
Now, 80% of Romney's speeches are deemed to be winning, only 40% of Obama's.
We have gone from a commanding Obama lead to pretty much a dead heat. And I think it's really interesting to see that swing, even more exciting to see that that swing roughly correlates with what we're seeing in the polls.
The model shows that throughout the campaign, Obama has used the words Democrat and Republican more than Romney, making the campaign more about differences between the parties. It's shown that Romney has emphasized personalities, saying Obama's name 20% more often than the reverse. But now the president is mentioning Romney more often, indicating this race has become a bit more personal. Them's fighting words, and in a close election, it could just be words that win the day. For CBC Radio, I'm Colleen Ross.